All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, another NBA season has come to an end for the Orlando Magic, and it's another disappointing NBA season for the Orlando Magic. The Magic just finished a 25-57 campaign, which culminated in head coach Frank Vogel being fired. Now, the Magic have had four different head coaches since they fired Stan Van Gundy back in 2012, and none of those four gentlemen have been able to win more than 35 games in a season. We have seen a litany of bad drafting and personnel decisions by this Magic front office. We saw them give up on guard Victor Oladipo, and you see what he is becoming now with the Indiana Pacers. Earlier this season, the Magic did trade point guard Elfrid Payton to the Phoenix Suns. And a few years ago, both of these guys were taken in the top 10 by Orlando, and it just did not work out for them there. Now, you look at the Magic's two best players right now in Evan Fournier and Nikola Vucevic. Are they in the team's long-term plans? Aaron Gordon, another first-round pick, is set to become a free agent this summer. He averaged a career-high 17.6 points and 7.9 boards this past season. He's looking to get a max deal. You have to ask yourself, if your Orlando general manager, John Hammond, is he worth it? Now, Hammond joined this team last season, and obviously Frank Vogel was not his guy. So now it's going to be important for Hammond to go out there to find a head coach that he hires, because he did not hire Frank Vogel. It doesn't matter who the next head coach of Orlando is, because what this team needs to do, they need to find a way to hit on these early draft picks that they're getting and develop these guys, because Orlando has never been a franchise where, you know, they're going to go out there and strike it big in free agency. That's never been the case for this team. I mean, they lucked out twice when they had the first overall pick, when they got Shaquille O'Neal and then, of course, Dwight Howard. But it's a situation, if you're Orlando, that's the only way that you can go. You have to draft. And when you are drafting as high as they consistently are, you cannot afford to miss on those picks. So, you know, there's a solid crop of, new players coming into the NBA next year, or this summer, in the NBA draft. And Orlando's got to go out there and do their due diligence. And you know that they're going to get a high pick. They got to go out there and make the most of that. And they have to build off of that and keep building until they find themselves in contention for a playoff spot. Typically, when you see teams that have been so bad for so long, like Orlando has been, it's all about changing the culture within that locker room. Will the Magic be able to find a head coach that's going to do that? Will John Hammond be able to do his part? And will the players come in that want to be winners as opposed to just being along for the ride? So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.